out on the Prince Fielder sweepstakes. Prince agreed to a 9-year deal with Detroit. Five-time All-Star catcher Jorge Posada has retired after 17 seasons with the Yankees. Washington Wizards are 2-15 on the season. That's an NBA worst, and it's cost Coach Flip Saunders his job. Saunders was in his third season with the Wiz. He had a 51-130 record. Well, the court will be named in his honor tonight at Comcast Center. Coach Gary Williams joins the Norris and Davis Show next. Sunny with a high 46 today. With your sports updates every 20 minutes on the Norris and Davis Show, I'm Kevin Battle, 105.7 The Fan.
These guys may be the only people in your life that will actually listen to your point of view.
Hello?
410-583-1057. Text 84-33-26.
Could you, like, shut up?
Email ed at 1057thefan.com. Steve at 1057thefan.com.
What a dork.
Norris and Davis in the morning on 1057 The Fan.
Joining us right now is a man that has 68 career 68, wins. Yeah. A win percentage of .637. Now, Ed, I coach JUCO ball, and I know how hard it is to win on that level. When you win 64% of your games over that long, you are great. You are a Hall of Famer, and you deserve all the positive accolades that you get.
What should they do for you?
For me?
No, if you have a win
percentage
should,
they should
like
probably,
that.
I don't know. They should probably name a court after you.
Really?
And that's what they're going to do. Our next guest, Coach Gary Williams. Coach, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm doing well, my friend. I'm doing well. Do you sometimes look back at some of your accomplishments and think, man, did I do that? A kid from Collingswood, New Jersey, did I really do that?
Well, when you coach, you don't get really a chance. You just keep moving. You get, you know, the next players coming in, the next season, whatever. So, you know, I've had a chance now to look back a little bit and you know, you start to piece it together, how it worked, and, you know, the people responsible for your being able to do whatever you did as a coach. And, you know, you always have a few key people in your life that enabled you to have that opportunity.
Coach Gary Williams joins us, of course, tonight. This is the court dedication. And, of course, Coach, Duke is, you know, going to be here. I don't even know how to ask. I mean, I know you've been asked this question before, but for people, what's it like to be around and be a young man to actually, you know, to see a basketball court named after you or a stadium or things like that? You know, what kind of feeling is that, you know, as far as what you've accomplished in life?
Yeah, it's kind of a, you know, feeling that you never thought you would go through, because when you start out coaching, you're just trying to survive and get a job, you know, and things like that. So I think the one feeling you have is you know, anything you did as a coach, you always preach to your players, to your assistant coaches, about how important it was that we were a team and we would stay together and, you know, not let people come in and try to, you know, disrupt us or anything like that. And obviously when the court is named after you, you think about all those people. And, you know, I was fortunate in Maryland. Billy Hahn was with me the first 12 years, I guess, there. And then Jimmy Patsos was with me 13 years, the coach at Loyola now. And Dave Dickerson was there 6 or 7. And those guys are really a key. In other words, they were three people that, you know, supported me, you know, no matter what. You knew they had your back. And then the other thing was that, you know, you could talk with them. You spend 14 hours a day during a season or whatever with people, and you have to have people there that you can communicate with. And, you know, those guys really helped. And, of course, the players. I mean, you know, you start with Keith Booth out of Baltimore. He was our first really big-time recruit during the time I was there, because Walt Williams had already been there for a year when I got the job in 89. So going back to Keith, you know, that's really where it all started in terms of being able to play on a national level.
Here with Gary Williams, former Maryland basketball coach and legend on the Alpaca Ford Hotline. Gary, you started off your head coaching career, college career, at American University, a very successful mid-major program in a tough conference. And then you went on to Boston College of the Big East, Ohio State of the Big Ten, and then, of course, the majority of your career in the ACC with Maryland. Talk about that constant grind of those three major conferences. You would never have the ability to rest. And how much was I can imagine in conferences like that, that paranoia at times is not your enemy, but it's probably your best friend, knowing that the next guy was out working and busting his hump every day.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing in coaching. If you're not working, you know somebody is, and you're going to have to play them somewhere along the line. And that was always the driving force. I mean, I was in the Big East, but, you know, it was Boeheim, Carlos Samo, John Thompson, Rolly Massimino, Rick Pitino. You know, those guys, Louis Cornaseca, those guys are all coaching while I was coaching. So you didn't get any breaks anytime you played. You were going against, you know, a really tough veteran coach. And then I went to the Big Ten, and I was there 3 years, 86 to 89, and Indiana and Michigan both won national championships. Illinois went to the Final Four. You know, just Iowa was number one in the country for a while out there. So just great teams you played against then. And then, of course, the ACC, dominated by Duke and Carolina. But, you know, the Tim Duncans and people like that have come through the conference too. And so it's been great because you got a chance to play against the best teams in the country and the best coaches in the country. And you really knew that if you did get a win, you were beating somebody that really was a great competitor and had their program playing really well.
Gary Williams joins us on the Alpaca Ford Hotline. The dedication tonight, of course, the career we've discussed already, you know, these incredible accomplishments. How's the adjustment been? I mean, from going from this high speed, you know, it's a grind, it's exciting. I mean, the people you meet, the kids you mentor, all that stuff, to kind of having a different role now. Is it a tough adjustment?
It is. I miss the practice of the day-to-day that you get with the players. And, you know, practice is an isolated time. You know, coaching is a very public job now. But when you're on that practice floor, there's no distractions. It's just you and the players. Mm-hmm. You know, you get a chance to get the team to get better, get individuals to get better, that type of thing. And I always like that. So I miss that part of it. But there's things I don't miss. And, you know, I've done some work with the Big Ten Network now, continue to do that through the end of the season. So it's kind of kept you in it, and do some radio down here in the D.C. area. So that's something that I wanted to do. You know, you can't after 43 years and really – I was on the team when I was 8 years old, so there's been a lot of seasons there consecutively that it's always been basketball. So I wanted to stay connected, and fortunately I've been able to do that a little bit.
Hey, of course, with Gary Williams, legendary Maryland basketball coach, national championship winner, 600-game winner in college basketball. You know, Coach, you do some work with the Big Ten Network. Talk about what's going on out there in Ohio State and how competitive is that conference in terms of the national picture?
Well, that conference, you know, you have, say, if you have Penn State and Nebraska on the bottom in basketball, nobody wants to play those two teams at home. Nebraska beat Indiana out there, and then, of course, Penn State's beating teams like Purdue at home. So very tough home courts, very even league this year, but I really believe that when you look at Ohio State and their talent, and then you look at Michigan State, the way that they can get it up for big games, I think those two are really good. Wisconsin's coming on now and playing very good basketball. And of course, Michigan continues to win close games. So it's going to be a dogfight down the stretch in that league. And it's really a good league. In other words, the level of play this year, I think their power rating is still number one for all the conferences in the country.
Yeah, I think it's phenomenal conference, especially what's going on out there at Ohio State. How legitimately are they, in your opinion, to winning the national championship, advancing to the Final Four, of course, but winning the national championship?
Well, two things. Number one, they won 34 games last year, so, you know, they've been there before. Secondly, Sullinger's a great player, but they have good people to go around them. In other words, Buford can score, Thomas can score, and they have a very tough point guard in Kraft that you need in the Big Ten because it is a pretty physical league. So they have the pieces. They have a pretty good bench. So if you know, when you get to the tournament, how well you're playing determines a lot of times how well you do and how things go in your bracket. But Ohio State certainly has the talent level to play with a Kentucky or whoever else might be, a Syracuse, whoever else might be out there in the NCAA tournament.
Coach Gary Williams joins us on the Alpaca Ford Hotline. Coach, can we talk a little bit about this Terrapins team, you know, your assessment of them? And because it's such a guard team, they play a lot of guard play. How different would it be if Jordan Williams was still here and didn't make the decision to go?
Well, you know, it just changed the team because he was a legitimate inside scorer, rebounder, that type of thing. And, you know, certainly at the end of the season last year, we were going in with the idea that Jordan would be there. I really thought if Jordan was there, you could be a top 20 team. There was no doubt in my mind because Stoglund had shown enough that he could score with anybody. Mm-hmm. And Pishon Howard got a lot of valuable experience. And you had a a senior like Sean Mosley who would give you the leadership that you need with some young guys. So when Jordan didn't come back, that changed a lot of things. And, you know, I just felt that he should have come back. And you know, and that's telling a Steve Francis or Joe Smith that they should go. You know, and I just felt in Jordan's situation to guarantee first-round money, I thought he should have come back.
Yeah, that was a shocker to me as well.
I think he made a mistake.
Yeah. That was a shocker to me as well.
I mean, it's, you know, now, you know, you look at, you got sent down to Springfield in the
right.
D-League.
And, that's right.
You know, nobody wants to be in the D-League. That's not great basketball. I mean, when he can play college, he can play in the NBA, whatever. And I just thought by coming back, he would have guaranteed, you know, to solidify his situation in terms of being an NBA player for the rest of his career.
There he is, Gary Williams, tonight. They're going to dedicate the court, and no better opponent to do that against than Duke. You got to love that part, too.
Yeah, I you know, Mike Shefsky and I have developed a relationship. I mean, we played each other close to 50 times probably in the 22 years I coached there. And, you know, there came a degree of respect, you know, as we got better. In other words, there's no rivalry. Those games didn't mean anything for the first 4 or 5 years. But once we got good, then they became great basketball games. And we developed a certain relationship that's, you know, that's going to be there for a long time.
There you go, Coach. Thanks a lot, my friend.
Just sincere congratulations, Coach.
Yeah,
well deserved.
I appreciate
really
it. Thank you guys a lot for what you've done for our program, too. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Best of success to you. It's time to gear up for the big game. Be caller number one now at 410-583-1057 to win a Coke Zero in Ritz.